Theatergoers in London have something new to laugh about. It's a satirical take on the build-up to the war against Iraq. NPR's Guy Raz went to see the show The Madness of George W.
You get a taste of what you're in for once the lights dim and a pre-show announcement goes out over the PA system.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Theatrotechnics. On behalf of the management, we would ask that you take a moment to ensure that all cell phones, pagers, and electronic devices are switched on, so that in the event of a terrorist attack on the building at any point during this evening's performance, you may be able to exchange last-minute messages of affection and condolence with loved ones.
Soon, a spotlight flashes on the president called George W. He sits on a chair, his knees to his chest, clutching a teddy bear and wearing Superman pajamas. The president tells the audience about a dream and soon declares a war on tourism.
I've dreamed a whole bunch of tourists will come to America. The tourists are brown folks who get in planes and come to America and do real bad things. We get a lot of tourists. So we're having a war on tourism.
The president narrates the play from an underground bunker, which he refers to as his bunk bed. On one side of the stage is a mock-up of 10 Downing Street, where the prime minister, called Tony Blair, dithers and jokes with American generals, all in the middle of an impending nuclear crisis.
Bit of a nightmare weekend down in Bristol, showing prospective buyers around the flats.
Playwright Justin Butcher mounted this show a month ago at a small fringe theater in North London. On the second night, Michael Billington, Britain's best-known critic, gave it 4 stars out of 5. And since then, the show's been totally sold out. In a few weeks, it'll move to a larger venue. Justin Butcher, a self-described pinko, said he wanted to galvanize Britain's large anti-war community.
Nobody in the arts in Britain, or really in Europe, was doing anything in terms of the live arts by way of expressing a dissenting voice with the build-up to war in the Gulf.
So Butcher decided to combine Dr. Strangelove, the Alan Bennett play The Madness of King George III, and the satire of Italian playwright Dario Fo. Butcher portrays President W. as a childlike fool. When Iraq's ambassador complains about what he calls U.S. hegemony, President W. is bewildered.
See, I didn't know you could get American hegemony. See, folks, I went to a hegemony in Scotland once. It's real neat. Whole pile of whiskey and fellas in striped dresses all dancing and singing and tossing the burger. And I tell you, it was the best hegemony I've ever been to.
On a recent evening, 40 Americans turned up, members of a group called Democrats Abroad. Michael Carmichael said he didn't find any of the characterizations offensive.
We thoroughly enjoyed it, but it was frightening. It was arresting. And it was something that we wish that other people in America really had more opportunity to see.
Just as nuclear holocaust is narrowly averted in the play, the show's cast comes on to sing Tom Lehrer's song, We'll All Go Together.
And we will all go together when we go. All subdued with an incandescent glow.
It's not rational or organized or logical. That's not the role of art either, you know, to present an informed, balanced, rational debate. What I'm doing is creating a brash, vulgar piece of satire.
Guy Raz, NPR News, London.